Imagination in healthcare will soon be the most important part of healthcare and the driving force in advancing healthcare from where we are today to the post-COVID world. More than the data, the technology, imagination will create new frames of thinking that will take the data, take the technology, and identify new, potentially better applications to improve overall patient outcomes. That may seem a bit outside of the box, or pun intended, imaginative, but it really reflects the way we think about healthcare and how we tend to simplify healthcare when it is indeed a complex system. What COVID has shown is that many of the assumptions we take for granted in healthcare, many of the constants that we hold true, really can change and change quite rapidly in a dynamic system. Many of the protocols and treatment algorithms for upper respiratory tract infections, both viral and bacterial, were upended. And indeed, many of the ways we treat or anticipate to treat COVID infections going forward are really based on repurposing existing pharmaceutical drugs, other medications from other upper respiratory tract infections for COVID-19. Which in a sense is looking at COVID-19 as if it were similar to a traditional influenza infection or a bacterial upper respiratory tract infection like a pneumonia. So we are in a sense simplifying what we do not know about COVID-19 and comparing it to things that we are more familiar with. That creates a series of assumptions that in some cases may be right, but in many cases over the past few months have proven to be wrong. And the fact that we have been wrong consistently over these past few months indicates that this method of thinking is no longer going to work for us as we move forward. We simply know too much now. We simply know that maintaining the same assumptions time and time again is going to lead to the same issues and the same problems that we appear if another COVID-19 comes in the years to come. What we need to do instead is develop new frames of thinking. Frames that understand uncertainty and analyze what we do not know as much as what we know. Methods of thinking that will take into account what we know, what we do not know, and instead of simplifying, will combine the knowns with the unknowns and create a framework of thinking that is based upon the probability of certain outcomes when we combine both the knowns and the unknowns. Albert Einstein was famous for his theories of general and special relativity, which laid the foundation for quantum mechanics. And although he was an initial skeptic of quantum mechanics, he soon realized that probability or uncertainty is the defining feature of the universe. In healthcare, we need to come to terms with understanding that uncertainty is a defining feature of healthcare. When a patient presents with a series of symptoms, we take those symptoms, the constellation of symptoms, the absence and presence of all the symptoms, and we identify patterns. What are those symptoms likely reflective of? What is the underlying condition? And so we learn medicine by memorizing. We memorize symptom X with disease Y with treatment A. But that's not how medicine can move forward. And the only way we can see improvement in this line of thinking is through marginal incremental improvements. COVID-19 has shown painfully how vulnerable this method of thinking is in the event of uncertainty or massive pandemic. To prepare ourselves for the future, we need to develop new ways of thinking that can incorporate more than just the marginal or incremental improvement or level of thinking. We need to understand how the constellation of symptoms are more than just a pattern matching function, how the pattern or constellation of symptoms reflect what we know as much as what we don't know, and develop a mode of thinking that can combine the certainties with the uncertainties and use a probability-adjusted method of thinking that goes beyond just matching symptoms with diseases, with treatments. Instead, looks at likely scenarios, identifies what are the best possible outcomes given what we know and what we do not know. In economics, there's a whole field of behavioral economics that studies the uncertainty in decision-making and looks at non-rational thinking. In healthcare, when we analyze patient behavior, we often go back to the guidelines and ask why patients are not following certain guidelines or why outcomes cannot improve beyond a certain measure. A lot of it is not due to the fault of the guidelines. Really, it's the perception of the guidelines that dictate the overall true outcome for that patient. The uncertainty of the perception dictates the outcome of the patient more than the quality of the guideline itself. What is unknown, the perception, is more impactful than what is known, the guideline, in that overall patient. Which implies that we need to have an uncertainty framework of thinking so that we can understand healthcare and put ourselves in a position where we have better modes of thinking that go beyond just the marginal improvements that we see. Thank you.